Hello, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday gathering of the Antioch community. It's great to see you all join us. My name is Andrew, and I'll be guiding us through the next hour on this Palm Sunday. It's great to see so many of you joining us as well, and we'll get a chance at the end when we have breakout rooms in about an hour's time to chat through stuff with each other and catch up with each other. Today, we're going to take some time to worship the Lord, and we'll be led by Anthony and Julie. And we'll also continue to hear some reflections and thoughts on a parable from Arthur de Largy. And then we'll finish off with some intercessions, and then we'll go into those breakout rooms. Just as a reminder, if you are able to remember to stay on mute as much as possible, unless otherwise I say so. And also, just so you know, if there are any technical issues that transpire, we are aware of them, and there's a technical support team, I think is a rather grand name for the team that will be working on it and trying to resolve any of those issues, so do bear with us. We know if something's not going quite right. So before we worship, on this Palm Sunday, I think it's worth a reflection and an introduction into our worship. We're going to go on a roller coaster of emotions this week as we follow Jesus through his last week towards his death and then eventually his resurrection on Sunday as well. And when I reflect, this is a bit akin to what we've been going through this past year during the various lockdowns and the constraints and the limitations that we've been put under. And we've all experienced every emotion under the sun, I'm sure, as we've gone through this year. But I think as we come out of this, and I think this is similar to as we're coming to the end of Lent, as we're looking forward to Easter Sunday, we're invited to prepare during this time of prayer now for the glorious resurrection of Christ and how we welcome the risen Lord into our lives. You know, as on Palm Sunday, there was much fanfare of Jesus entering Jerusalem. And then by Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, that fanfare in Scripture has turned to betrayal and denial amongst some people. So let's prepare for this week. How we're going to welcome Christ into our lives today, tomorrow, and every day. So my challenge for you as we enter this time of worship is to get ready. Let's be prepared. Let's acknowledge what we're going to remember this week, and let's engage with Christ our Saviour and reflect on all that this week has to offer. Ultimately, it's about life. It's about hope. It's about joy. I'm going to hand over to Anthony and Julie to lead us through our worship time. If you have any words or you want to share anything, please do use the chat to communicate directly with me so that I can then either call on you or put them all together at the end. If you want to stand,